Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and yes, I have a hoarse voice. I'm glad you're here. It's just a little hoarse. No jokes about which side of the horse. I hear you. I know what you're saying out there. Now, I'm just a little coarse this morning just because of some sinus issues, but I'm fine. Doesn't hurt. Don't worry about it. Thank you for letting me show up today, because I know that's what you do, small business owners. You show up when it's time to go to work. You show up, and I do the same thing. I'm very excited about our good friend Elise Benin being back on the show with us. Elise is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Could not do without her. The founder of Marketing Mentor, author of several important books on marketing, the art of self-promotion. Also, the Creative Professional's Guide to Money. She helps so many small business owners, especially service providers, learn how to price your product and how to market it. And she's here to talk to us about next year. Elise Benin, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Always good to be here.
It's good to have you back. You're always welcome here. So talk to us about... I like the concept that you've got here of strategic networking. As you may have heard me say before, when I started doing my show in 97, I started telling my audience that they were going to have to get good at three things in the new century. They were going to have to learn how to leverage technology to the max. They were going to have to learn how to create strategic alliances, and they were going to have to learn how to become better networkers. Those three things. And that's come to pass, hasn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, three is my favorite number also. And I keep trying to distill my marketing plan every year into something simpler and pared back so that people will actually do it. Because, you know, there are literally thousands of marketing tools, software, and gadgets and widgets that you can use. But you don't need them all, number one, and I think people are often overwhelmed and don't know which direction to go, and so I keep trying to pare it down, and for 2019, I am paring it down to three, and strategic networking is definitely one of them.
And what is the difference in strategic networking and any other kind of networking?
So when people think about networking, I think one of the immediate associations is the Chamber of Commerce or a business card exchange or some quote-unquote slimy or sleazy event.
It's just wandering around in your life, right? I mean, it could be a networking opportunity could happen anytime. It doesn't have to be organized, does it?
Exactly. But I'm saying when people think of networking, they have an image in their mind of people basically thrusting business cards in their face, and they don't like it, and they don't want to be
that way. That's not professional networking.
No, absolutely not. And they think that if they do networking, that's what it's got to be like. But when I talk about strategic networking, it's knowing exactly who you're looking for and going where they go, essentially. And as you say, it can happen anywhere. It can be one-to-one. It can be one-to-many. It can be online. But I do think that face-to-face is the most effective.
Well, there's no question about it. And when you say strategic, this is where you – and by the way, folks, I do think there's a place for all that other kind of networking, Elise. I think one of the ways you become a better networker is by doing it a lot of reps, do a lot of repetitions, make all the events, go to the chamber mixers, read all of Ivan Meisner's books, join Business Network International, BNI, learn how to do all that. If you haven't done much networking, then you're an amateur, you're a pup. You know, you got, you're green. You're still wet behind the ears. You got a lot to learn. Go learn that stuff, and become, and that way, in my opinion, if you want strategic networking like you talk about, Elise, that takes a little bit of a level of sophistication, I think, if you're going to do it right. And if the person you're strategizing to meet, or whatever your plan is, that takes a little bit of sophistication, doesn't it?
It does, and it takes especially thought and preparation and research. And one of the images I've been using lately is to become a business detective. Use curiosity as a marketing tool. When you go do your business, when you do your strategic networking, you go armed with the questions you are looking for answers to, and that eliminates the problem of, but what am I going to say, or I don't like to talk about myself.
Right. Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. And you know, back when I was a pup learning how to network, we didn't have the ability to do that kind of homework. Do that kind of research. It was, well, we had the ability, but it was a lot harder. It took a lot more shoe leather. Today, you can.
You had to go to the library. You had to look up the directory of directories, right, or the association of associations.
Right.
Yes, it was very labor intensive.
Today, all you got to do is go to LinkedIn, right? Basically.
Either LinkedIn or, I mean, one of my favorite things to do with my clients when I work one-on-one with them is we pick a market, and then I do a little bit of quick research, and I find a list of their prospects or a trade association for their prospects, and they're amazed, as if I did some kind of magic trick, but I didn't. I just know how to look for this kind of information, and that's what I'm trying to teach them. It's so easy. It's all out there.
Mm-hmm. So, but why strategic networking? What are we trying to, what's the magic? What is the goal of the strategic part of this?
Because again, when people think about networking, often they think of their own trade association. So those are their peers and their colleagues. And there's nothing wrong with networking with your colleagues, obviously. But if you're looking for clients, if you're trying to develop your business, then you have to figure out who are first the people you want to work with, your ideal clients, and then where do they go that you can meet them. And that's the strategy.
You might have discovered that you work better with wholesalers than you do with retailers. So your strategy would be to meet more wholesalers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on to that thought. Elise Benin and I will be right back. Marketing-mentor.com. Is that right, Elise?
Mm-hmm.
Marketing-mentor.com is our website. You'll be smarter when you go there. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.